So you were cold a lot when you were in the RV?
Yes.
So primarily...
2 degrees.
2 degrees.
Remember that winter that it was getting down to 2 degrees and everybody was having problems with frozen pipes and they were busting all over the place? Well, we didn't have to worry about that. But because we had no water running through our
pipes. That's what I was going to ask. Were you plugged in at that point or no? So you went through... Okay, what year is this?
Oh, I want to say that was 2018. 2 degrees. I slept in my thermals, a sweatshirt and a sweatpants, and under 4 blankets. And my dog never crawls under the blankets with me. But she did that. She did that night. Paul made himself in the bunkhouse like a little tent to try to keep that heat down close. It worked out good. There was this eerie blue look thing in the morning when I woke up, and my finger, I had to warm it up because I couldn't, the touch thing on my phone didn't work because my finger was so cold, and it works by heat. So that was interesting, but that was the absolute coldest we've ever been in. When that cold hit, I've got neuropathy in my feet, and they just never thawed out. It took 2 months of being in housing with heat for me. I woke up one morning, it was like, damn, those are my feet. Those are my toes. I can feel them. You know, it took that long to thaw out after everything.
After the campsite, or that was RV?
After being homeless.
Yeah, so your feet were numb.
Constantly feeling like ice. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't until 2 months after living here in the apartment that they started to thaw out.
And you didn't know you could still feel?
Nope. I thought it was over. I thought it was done with.